Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Life is good, why do you feel so low? You got potential and credentials to show. Apparently I'm promising, I'm told. So why can't I just let it all unfold? I should learn to go along with the flow. But then my monsters under the bed. People sing, people dance, and that's just part of culture. And so I think it's hard to sort of separate that from, like, I actually need to do this rather than just like, it's fun to do this. Be like, no, I actually need to do this as part of like my healing and recovery. Yeah.
Nagkaroon ng malubhang sakit ang lawyer, singer at artist na si Maiko Centina noong nakalipas na taon. Mula sa kanyang pinagdaanan at patuloy na pinagdadaanan, ang art ay naging isang lifesaver.
Art talaga yung first love ko, and I think it was, we're very lucky. My sisters and I, my parents put us in various kinds of creative schooling over like the summer. During the school year, I did theater. I was able to do explore a bit of music. I sing as well. I did piano. I didn't like that, so I didn't pursue that. But I think 7 years old when I did my first summer art school, and it's always been something that I'd loved. I did it also as one of my subjects actually when I came here in Australia in year 11 and 12. But that was probably the last time that I truly, truly nurtured art. And I think it wasn't like that was probably the last time that I saw art as more than something that I do to de-stress, if that makes sense. That it was, yeah, I think from that point onward, it was just like a hobby that I picked up if I had time. Whereas it was, yeah, from seven until about when I was 16, I was very much, you know, anyone you spoke to when you, they would probably describe me as someone who was creative or artistic. Yeah, and it's funny how art gets equated with something luxurious or something childish or child, you know, that is connected to your youth rather than, yeah, something that is actually a practice.
And yung mga subjects that you love drawing?
For me, always and probably always will be portraits talaga. Like, I love capturing human emotion and human expression, and not just, I know, like yung likeness of the image and making your portrait look like the image or the reference photo, but also capturing that someone's light.
Pinili ni Maiko maging lawyer kahit nais niyang mag-art school dahil sa guilt na naramdaman niya sa hirap na pinagdaanan ng kanyang mga magulang na dalhin sila sa Australia.
As much as I really wanted to go to art school, I kind of kept art as, yeah, kind of defined it as a hobby and something that I did for fun. But, and I think for the last, I'd say maybe decade, which is, yeah, also how long I've been a lawyer, art's taken a bit of a backseat. And it's funny how, yeah, you know, you end up getting sick and nothing matters. And you do the things that you want to spend your time doing on. And I've gravitated to something that I've always loved as a kid, which is art and creativity.
Yeah, so with that, let's go to yun nga, yung hospital stay mo, yung naging chronic illness mo.
So I fell quite ill in August of last year. I started getting double vision and nausea and migraines. And at first the doctors thought that it was something to like a neurological issue, and they thought it, you know, resembled palsy or stroke like symptoms. And so I ended up being under the care of the neurology department for a long time. I actually, it took about a month to diagnose, and I was in hospital in and out of MRI, CT, PET scans, biopsies for 4 weeks. But they actually diagnosed me with tuberculosis in my brain. And so I know. And it's very rare, and it is like 1 to 2% of cases of tuberculosis that only so I'm, it's only in my brain. It's not anywhere else in my body, which also is very rare in Australia. So I ended up in hospital for 2 months in the end. Because it took so long to diagnose because it is not something that's commonly seen in Australia. And then the treatment protocols are very intense. To add to the rarity of it, I have multi-drug resistant tuberculosis. One of the theories that the doctors were floating around was that potentially I've had latent TB in my body since I was a child, because it is still quite common in the Philippines. Your prognosis is full recovery, and it's fully treatable. It silver lining is it's not bad compared to what other diseases it could have been. It started off as something that I could do in the hospital with my hands rather than just scrolling on Instagram or binging something on Netflix. I think there's something about making something with my hands that, for me anyway, it short circuits a lot of my anxiety and my rumination. And it was just the best way for me to avoid dwelling, especially at the time when I still didn't know what was wrong with me. I had a feeling it was something quite serious. And so there's a lot of overthinking and anxiety that comes with that. So it started off as I was, a way to cope, but also something that I was bored. There's a lot of waiting as a patient in hospital. You wait. You're waiting for the next scan. You're waiting for the next time the doctors will see you. You're waiting for the next blood test, the next meal. 43 days in the grand scheme of things isn't that long, but if you break that down into minutes, I don't even know, that's like thousands and thousands of minutes. Most of it you're just waiting. And so I think it was probably a week in. I asked my husband to bring, I just have this like small set, one of my watercolor sets at home. He's like, can you just bring it for me? And like small sheets of paper. And I have other forms of medium at home, but watercolor was easy to. Obviously, I didn't want to like set up an entire studio in the hospital, and it was kind of compact and easy for me to pack away when I needed to. And so he brought that for me. And it sort of started as I started working on one painting a night, kind of after dinner was served at the wards and before the nurses came around and to give you your medication. And I thought, I'm going to paint a series of works, and that series will be for however long I'll be in hospital.
At ang bunga ng lahat ng hirap, anxiety, at matagal na hospital stay para kay Maiko, isang art exhibit na nagtatanghal ng lahat ng artwork na ginawa niya noong siya'y nasa ospital.
It started off as like parang siyang like daily journal. So I was kind of, you'll see some of the pieces have some humor in them, in like if you're a patient, you kind of know what I'm painting. I'm painting like the pattern of the socks that they give you in the hospital, or like little bits of patient life that no one really gets to see other than the patients themselves or the hospital worker. So it started off as that, as like daily records, and then it sort of turned into like I mentioned, I was in so many different wards. I turned into experimenting with abstract art and painting the feeling of that the wards gave me. So a part of the series is actually one work is dedicated to each of the wards I was at, and it kind of depicts the feeling of my experience being in those wards. And it's really interesting speaking to the nurses because they obviously all saw me painting in the hospital, and I showed them, it's like, oh, this wart, and they're like, I understand completely why you've painted it in that way. And it's so amazing that people are relating to it because of that shared lived experience. So there's eight works that I really wanted to reimagine my scans. So because I went through a lot of testing and imaging, and in that process, I started to get really anxious of waiting for the next MRI or waiting for the next spinal tap or whatever it was. And I found that creating a part two, which is I called In My Own Image, it allowed me to sort of look at my scans as I'm the one observing the scans rather than the one being observed, which was my experience in the hospital, as it is with patients. And so it gave me that, allowed me to sort of reclaim the narrative of what it feels like to be a patient with an illness that is hard to diagnose and requires a lot of imaging and scans.
It might be a difficult question, but is there a particular one that really means the most to you, or the one na favorite mo?
In the first half, it was very much diaristic, so I would like it was observational sketches, and you could tell that they weren't very resolved. And I can only say that with hindsight, looking at it now, that it's like I clearly hadn't drawn or hadn't done any art for a while. But like with anything, when you practice and you do it every day, you improve and you get better and you get looser. And I could just see the second half of my work that there wasn't, it was hopeful, but I think there was a lot of enjoyment in it. And I could see that in the change of my technique, and I was working on bigger pieces. I wasn't scared to just experiment with different things, and that just made me really happy. And I think that's why it was my that portion of the works is my favorite, because I could see the happiness that it brought me at the time in making them.
I've talked with people who have gone through things then, a lot of trauma, a lot of pain. And then the people I've talked to na ganun, na artist sila nung bata, they rediscover it and then they find healing through that. They find themselves again. Iba talaga ang ginagawa ng art, whether it be singing, acting, writing, drawing. There's just something about it that shouldn't just be seen as child's play.
Society puts a lot of shapes a lot of the perception of art, that it is something that is luxurious, and it is reserved for children, or it's not something that anyone can really take seriously. But yeah, it is so important. I actually think it is like part one of the things that's really put me through, and it got me through, and it's pretty life-saving, if I'm being honest. Yeah.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.